Well, howdy guys, I thought I'd let you know what I think of Silent Hill 2 the remake. Now, I've been playing it for quite some time. I did take quite a few breaks from the game because it gets a bit frustrating. I haven't actually finished the game, I've done the prison and the hospital, but I don't think I'll be finishing the game. Because the game is supposed to be entertaining, fun. This game is more irritating than anything else. And it is a long game, I'll give them that. But you're always walking around in the darkness with a small flashlight. And every place you go to almost looks about the same. I guess the graphics aren't too bad, if you could see anything, in the dark. One of the problems with the games is you never feel strong enough to beat the enemies. Even if you have bullets and health. Then the only way to get that is to avoid the enemies if you can. Or to try and attack them with the pipe or the plank that you've got. And you're going to get damaged. And the mechanics for dodging and attacking the enemy is very clunky, at least on the PC. There's also a pile of cutscenes in it, where you just sit there and watch. Wouldn't be so bad if it was a really gripping story, but it's really not for me anyway. And yes, they've got boss battles in it. So if you're careful and keep your hold of your bullets and everything, you're going to use them up in the boss battle. And the game gets very sort of samey and repetitive. You know, the usual thing, you have to collect some stuff and they're all on different floors and you have to get through enemies to get there. But then you can't open the door because you need a key. And that'll be on another floor. And half the time you don't even know where you are, so you have to keep on checking your map. I've never played a game where you have to check the map so often. And it doesn't really help because everywhere looks the same anyway. For instance, if you're in the hospital, every room looks the same as the other room you're in. I'm not saying I didn't have a bit of fun in some of it, but I just don't have the enthusiasm to try and finish the game. And I found myself wandering around a lot of times, running around actually, trying to survive, not knowing what the hell to do or where to go. And that's one of the reasons the game lasts longer than a lot of games. I mean, at first I quite liked the game, until it got so sort of repetitive. And Femon comes along with you for a short while. She doesn't actually help you and show you where to go or anything. She basically gets in your way. And I do remember playing Silent Hill, the first one. And I thought it had a sort of a Resident Evil sort of flavor to it. But I didn't finish that one either, because I got bored. I got to about as far as the hangman puzzle, which I found a bit silly, and just getting you to jump through hoops. And it's doubtful that I'll finish the game, because I'm in a hallway with another boss level. And I don't have any bullets, or shotgun shells, or any life. Which means I'd have to start back again and be very careful of my life and bullets. Of course, in games like Resident Evil, you do get frustrated a lot of times. But that part of the game sort of passes and you get to enjoy it again. But in Silent Hill 2 Remake, I felt frustrated most of the time. I'm supposed to play a video game to unwind, relax. Well, I know there's lots of people that like Silent Hill 2 Remake, and good on them. But I didn't find the game scary at all. The monsters all looked a bit silly to me, and there was no real detail to them. I mean, it's not a bad game, but for me I've lost the enthusiasm, the interest in it. Every level kind of got rinse and repeat. It's more of a chore than having some fun. Anyway guys, that's just my thoughts. If anybody out there has played Silent Hill 2 Remake, let me know what you think. You take it easy guys.